Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. To celebrate the new year, today's show is about musical firsts. Franz Joseph Haydn is known as the father of the symphony, even though he didn't write the first symphony. But Haydn probably did write the first string quartet. As for symphonies, no one is exactly sure who wrote the first one. Symphonies started out as overtures to operas and grew from there. One of the first symphony composers was an Italian named Giovanni Battista Sammartini. Beethoven made a lot of changes to the symphony. He was the first to put trombones in a symphony. He did that in his fifth. And Beethoven's ninth symphony is the first one to have the very high-pitched piccolo and the very low-pitched double bassoon in it. Not to mention, Beethoven's Ninth is the first symphony to use singers. For a long time, performers made their living by working in churches or for rich nobility. But in the 19th century, a musician decided to market himself as a superstar, earning money by giving concerts. Lots of people were willing to pay to hear Niccolò Paganini, the first musician superstar, play the violin, and Paganini also composed pieces for himself to play. In his day, Paganini was as big as Elvis Presley or the Beatles. Ask your parents or grandparents about them. Pianist-composer Franz Liszt took a good look at Paganini's career and decided that he would make himself into a superstar, too. Liszt came up with a special gimmick. He was the first pianist to turn the instrument sideways on stage so that the audience could admire his profile as he played. Speaking of pianists, the first professional musician to make a recording was Joseph Hoffmann. He paid a visit to Thomas Edison's studio. That's not the recording that Hoffmann made for Edison. It's one he made on a player piano. A player piano works like a music box. Inside, there's a paper roll full of punched holes that make the keys on the instrument go up and down to reproduce exactly how someone played. Louis Spohr, a German composer and conductor, may have been the first to use the kind of baton that orchestra conductors use today, a thin, wand-like stick. But much earlier, French conductor-composer Jean-Baptiste Lully was the first to use a different kind of baton, with disastrous results. Lully conducted by thumping on the floor with a big, thick pole. One day, in the heat of conducting, when Lully thumped, he hit his foot instead of the floor. Not only was it a really big owie, his foot got infected, gangrene set in, and he died. Who knew conducting was so dangerous? But if Lully had conducted the way Yehudi Menuhin did, he wouldn't have had that problem. Yehudi Menuhin was a violinist who liked conducting and exercise. For a concert celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Berlin Philharmonic, Menuhin stood on his head and conducted with his feet. I'm pretty sure he was the first to do that. It's hard to top conducting with your feet, so I won't try. I'll just wish you a very happy new year. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for a composer whose birthday falls on the last day of January, Franz Schubert, on Classics for Kids.